Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Final teams due in about 9 minutes from now, but we do know that one man won't be part of the Cats lineup tonight. He joins us in Footy Spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell and, of course, our Prestige Jayco pre-match interview. We do talk of the fantastic number 22 for the Cats. He's been in some pretty good form, but unfortunately a hamstring injury has sidelined him. Mitch, Kingy, Koza, Nealty and Benny Cass in the K-Rock Hub. Good to be talking to you. Firstly, just tell us, my understanding is that the players that are not part of the squad can't go to the ground and you have to stay in quarantine and watch it on the TV. Is that correct?
Mate, it is. G'day, lads. Yeah, that is correct. I'm currently in my room and it feels weird knowing that the boys are there and they're just preparing for a game and I'm sitting here just twiddling my thumbs a little bit, so waiting for dinner. Yeah, it's a bit. it's definitely different, that's for sure.
It's just after 5 o'clock Perth time. What's on the menu? Have you got, is it room service? You can sort of go through the menu and, you know, the burger and chips, or, you know, you've got a curry on there. What have you got?
No room service here. We're not allowed to be in contact with any kind of staff from the hotel, which is obviously we're in quarantine. So we've got a team room where we have dinner every night. So they've put that on and the boys will get down there and grab a bite to eat and then tune into the footy in about an hour's time.
You were deemed to be close when Chris Scott spoke at his media conference, I think on Tuesday morning. He was going to give you every chance. When was the decision made that you wouldn't be right and that you would have to sit this one out?
So we had a chat after training and then again on the Wednesday, and yeah, we just came to that conclusion that it was probably best for this game and going forward. You know, what the fixes are going to throw up in the next month or so is obviously going to be a bit different, and, you know, I want to be out there playing and helping the team as much as possible. I think if we played, you know, Monday this week, if we had the 11-day break, it would have been, a red-hot chance. So it's all progressing really well, which is good. I had a good session this morning, and, so far so good.
So we can lock you in for 11 days from now, which is Monday, July 27, which we go from the middle of the month, basically, to the end of the month?
I think so. Still a few sessions to get through, but I think I'm trending in the right direction.
Mitch, it's Ian Cohen. Thanks for taking some time to speak with us. How's your buddy Quinton Arkell also sidelined with you? You're working together, obviously, or how's he sort of dealing with it?
Yeah, he's going well. A little bit of a different kind of injury. His is a little bit more...
it's a bit more substantial.
Than mine. But still, I'm not quite over, you know, exactly what his injury was. But he did start running today, which is a positive. They can react differently. You know, some can react better than others. So we'll just see how he pulls up and what his process is. But I think, you know, the physios and that would have a better understanding than I would, that's for sure.
For Prestige Jayco, 2020 can be your year to jump into Jayco. What are you waiting for? We're speaking with injured cat Mitch Duncan. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Mitch, that win last week was obviously an absolute cracker. We were talking about it before. Are you able to tell us from inside the club, given that the way that you played, being down 3 goals, losing yourself and Quinton Arkell early, so you're down 2 rotations, just how good a win it actually was from your point of view?
Yeah, I was super proud of the boys, the way they went about it, sitting on the bench. And we were super positive. We just, we turned a couple of balls over in that second quarter, kicking back through the middle, and it was actually becoming quite a wet game, pretty greasy conditions, and it was nearly like a wet weather game. So we just kept telling them to, we got to get the ball forward a bit more and put them under pressure. And we managed to, start winning some clearances in that, especially in that second half of that second quarter, and then going in the second half in general. So we started winning more contests and getting the ball forward and putting them under a bit of pressure. So, it was really pleasing the way they fought it out, and with not many rotations, the boys did a great job. Super proud.
Oh, mate, they did. Yeah, they certainly did. Just on that, we were also having a chat earlier just about the absolute smashing that you guys have been giving your opponents in terms of number of disposals over the last month. Now, I don't know. I understand that you know, players such as yourself, you don't have to read through the stat sheet because there's so many of them. but that's been absolutely standing out to everybody. Has that been something that you've been working on over time, or is that just something that's appeared in the last 4 weeks? Can you give us a bit of an insight into that plan?
Yeah, so you're saying we're having a lot more disposals than our opposition? Is that
you've had 80 more last week. The week before, okay, 70. Last week was the third week, I think, against the Demons was 50 more.
Yeah, no, I haven't actually looked into that. I haven't seen that, and it definitely hasn't been spoken about. We obviously got a fair few ball winners in our side. That probably helps. With Paddy and Joel and myself and, you know, Cam Guthrie's in really good form, Menengola. Yep. So, I'm not quite sure how that's eventuated, but hopefully we can keep it that way tonight coming up again.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be
yeah, obviously good, hey? A pretty good good opposition and good midfield.
Yeah, final one for me is just really around training. And I know you're not in group training at the moment with your soft tissue injury, but what is that actually looking like? There's a bit of an outside perception that really with, you know, flying around the country and you're talking, you alluded to it before, that we might have almost a 19-day period where there's games every day. What does training look like, or is it almost to the stage where it's recover, you know, prepare and then play?
Yeah, 5-day breaks. So leading into the Brisbane game, we had a 5-day break, and we kind of only really had one hit out, and that was kind of just like, it was nearly like a craft session, probably wasn't really even a main session. But I'm finding the groups, we're probably getting a little bit more better connection now as a whole group, but early days when we could only train in groups, we'll find that was probably the hardest part, you know, mids getting the ball forward and having good chemistry with our forwards. But I think that's slowly starting to turn around a little bit. The more we train, we probably only have one session where we can train all together through the week, so we've got to really make the most of that, and we're probably lucky we've played a lot of footy together over the last few years, so I think that's going to help going forward as well, especially with the small break.
Mitch, how frustrating for you? You know, your family only really gets to see you sort of once, maybe twice a year. Now, all of a sudden, there's a smorgasbord of footy in WA and you're sitting in your hotel room.
Yeah, it is a bit, it is weird. I kind of feel like I'm not even in Perth at the minute, because you can't kind of see some family, but another week of this, and then I'll be able to visit some family members, which will be nice. But really enjoying the boys' company at the minute. The young boys are keeping the older guys on the straight and narrow, and the older blokes are keeping the young boys on the straight and narrow too. So it's great to hear a little bit more about each other, which is awesome.
Well, one of the advantages of being in Perth, though, is that the boys will have the rare distinction of playing in front of a pretty sizeable crowd tonight, too.
Yeah, 30,000. That's I suppose it's nearly like filling up the GMHBA Stadium. So hopefully there's more blue and white than black and white. But, we both have great numbers over here, which is, we want to put on a really good show for them and for our fans watching. So the boys will, I'm sure, love it, and it's just great to see footy people back at the footy.
You'll have to readjust. The team will have to readjust.
Yeah, I think Paddy will love it. He'll put on a show. There's no doubt about that.
Mitch, Koza just mentioned about the family in Perth, but back here in Geelong, you've got Demi and your little one. Talk to us about how hard that has been and how hard it potentially will be, and will you look to get the family into the transition hub when you go back to Queensland? How do you expect that to play out?
Yeah, some days are obviously harder than others. We're very lucky. We've got a lot of support back in Geelong, which we can rely on, which I suppose is, you know, from a mindset for me, is very relieving, I guess. Knowing that they're fine and everything's kind of running pretty smoothly at home. So I suppose you just miss them emotionally, but, I've got a job to do, and that's to keep the AFL game going and keep supporting my family. So, you've got to do what you've got to do, and that's just the way the cookie crumbles at the minute.
Obviously, for those who don't know, your father-in-law is Neilty's former teammate, Jeff Miles, that played at the Cats and the Eagles and Collingwood. What's Pop Miles like as a grandfather?
No, he is a poppy, that's what he's called. So, he's really good, really hands-on. Love him to bits. So, very thankful to have a great, I suppose, father-in-law. He's very hands-on and helps out when needed.
Mitch, it's Benny Cass. Is there a serial pest in the hub? Who's the pest?
Oh, the pest. Luke Dalhouse is a bit of a pest. But his morale for the group is unbelievable in here. Like, if you tell the worst joke, he'll laugh and laugh really hard and get everyone laughing and you'll think you're a good joke teller. He's just one of those blokes that you'd love to have around the footy club and love to have around, especially at this time in a hub. He's awesome for the group. So he's doing wonders for the boys.
And the big
really
number...
Test, but he's doing good.
Well, that's good. Good to hear. He likes coming down to Bowen Valley too to stroke the ball every now and
then. Wow.
So we just got the Bowen Valley reference in there. Listen,
because you're struggling down there, Ben.
The big number 26, he's been in pretty good form, but does he owe the boys one? Because I heard a little whisper that his capacity to keep beverages cold on the Skipper's Bucks Day was absolutely putrid.
You know what? That is so true. He reckons the ice melted from the morning until over the space of an hour, which, I don't know, it doesn't get too hot in Geelong, but I don't think that was true. So, yeah, he owes a few of the boys that went, but he has supplied his fair share over the journey, so we can't rough him up too much. And yeah, hopefully he loves the wet weather, so hopefully he can strap one on tonight and have a really good one.
He's such a big man, but he looks, I mean... He looks as lean as I reckon he's ever been in his career.
Yeah, no, you're probably spot on. He's, I think in the last few years, I suppose the game changing a little bit. You've got to probably be a bit more agile than what it was back in the day. So just getting up and down the ground, fatherhood as well, a bit of stress. And he's looking after himself really well, which is pleasing and setting a great example for us as a group.
And does anybody else but Domsey Lonigan refer to you as Hunky Dunky?
No, I think he's the only one. Big smudger. But you bloody love it, don't you? It's just names that he comes up with. So I'll just acknowledge it. And as long as he's buying a few drinks for me every now and then, I'm happy. Because he doesn't like dipping the hand in the wallet.
Well, you'll be pleased to see that I did see him today driving a tradie's ute. And it would look like it had that much stuff on it. It looked like it was set to be on a current affair. Something was going to go seriously pear-shaped. And he was behind the wheel.
On the back of the ute.
he had stuff all over it. It looked like it was bizarre. And he was going over the bridge in an 80K or 70K zone doing about 33.
Oh, I'd have to give him a phone call.
Send him a text tonight and just say, I heard your tradie vehicle is just going very, very slowly across the bridge. He may have dropped his load.
Oh, he's good at that.
I don't know where to go from there.
Yeah, he's got three kids, so you know.
Oh, no. Oh, hang on.
I'm at the loan of the car.
No, mate. Kiggy gets in control.
Mitch. Oh, wow. Great to have you.
This has gone off the rails, Mitch. Send him an upgraded
Hey, someone go to an ad.
Hey, Mitch, good to have you on camera.
That's hub life. That is hub life.
Blame it on the hub.
Wow. Mitch, good to have you on K-Rock Footy. Pretty you're not out there tonight running around on off the stadium. I know you love playing out there because it's a deck that really suits you, but can't wait to see you out there against the Dockers in 11 days' time. Good luck with the recovery and good luck with hub life, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Mitch Duncan joining us there.
I did see Tom Lonigan. You should have seen him. He was literally, he had that much stuff on the car and he had wood and he had some other boxes and stuff, and he was literally holding up traffic like you wouldn't believe.
Prestige Jayco bringing us Mitch Duncan, maybe for the first and last time this year. 2020 can be your year to jump into Jayco. What are you waiting for?
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.